topic is that the halak we learn today in the parsha in the Kriya, it says in the pasuk "Vesizbach al chomer dam zivchi v'leyal in chel v'chagi ad boker." The halak here is that when the shef tikov in Pesach, to the dinner they're not allowed to have chomer when the shef tikov in Pesach. And someone who shech to come in Pesach while they have chametz, so there's a lav of leisizbach chametz dam zivchi, and it says it's mentioned twice in the Torah leisizbach chametz dam zivchi leisishchad chametz dam zivchi. The Torah says that b'shas ha'krov of mikom in Pesach you're not allowed to have chametz. So just want to say over basically a few of the halachas and then mention a question regarding this lav. The lav itself is that. If let's say someone during the shechita of Mikovim Pesach, he has chametz while he's shechting Mikovim Pesach, so the din is that he's over on this lav. The Mishnah brings in the Machlekes Tanoim, when does this issur apply? According to Rabbanan, the issur applies on Erev Pesach when you shech Mikovim Pesach. If the shechid, the one who shechs Mikovim Pesach, he has chametz. So the halacha is that he's over on the lav of the tishchad chametz dam zivchi. Reb Shimon has another shita. Reb Shimon holds that erev Pesach, if you shech the korban Pesach, you have chametz. The din is that you're over on the lav of the tishchad. However, during Chol HaMoed, also Reb Shimon holds that if you shech other korbanos, any korban that you have, shlomim, whatever you makiv on during Chol HaMoed. And you have chametz, you also over on the lav of leisishchad chametz dam zivchi. In the Gemara, there's a discussion who exactly has the chametz in order to be over the lav of leisishchad. So till now, I said that if the sheikh, the one who shechs the korban, he has chametz, so the halacha is he's over on leisishchad. However, in the Gemara is a chadish that not only if the sheikh has chametz, but let's say the zurek, the one who does the zukas adam. He has chametz, or the one who is makta the emun, part of the korban is being burnt agabe mizbeach. If he has chametz, the halacha is also he's over on this lav of leisishchad. And the Gemara adds that let's say korban pesach is the whole chabura who eats the korban pesach. If anyone from the chabura has chametz, the halacha is that the shoychad is over on the lav of leisishchad, meaning erev pesach the shoychad is about to shech the korban pesach. And one of the people who are part of the chabur, part of the people who are going to eat in korban pesach, he has chametz. The halacha is that the shoychet is over on the lav of leisishchad. Why? Because he was makiv a korban pesach, and that's a steal, that's a contradiction to chametz, so therefore he's over on the lav of leisishchad. So basically we say like this, that if someone shechs the korban pesach, and there's chametz, someone in the chabur has chametz, or the sheikh himself has chametz. The sheikh, even if he's not part of the chabur, he has chametz. Or someone from the chabur has chametz, even if it's not the sheikh. The halacha is the sheikh is over on the lav of leisishchad. I want to know the following: we know that on Pesach there's a lav of bayirah bayimotzei, and there's a mitzvah to say of tashbisu. There's a lav about you, you're not allowed to have chametz during Pesach. If someone has chametz during Pesach, the halacha is he's over by you, by your matzah. There's a mitzvah to say of tashvisu, you have to get rid of any chametz. And mitzvah sheni, we have a lav of leisishchad. I want to know, is the lav of leisishchad, is it connected to the mitzvah of tashvisu, is it connected to the bayiro, or is it a separate issur? Meaning, I'm asking, in order to be over on the lav of leisishchad chametz dam zivchi, do you have to be over on bayiro or bayimotzei in order to be over on leisishchad? Or a person, if he has chametz, even if there's a case where there's no bayiro or bayimotzei, still there will be a lav of leisishchad. I'll give an example. Let's say the halacha is that you have you shech the korban pesach, so there's a chabur, a whole group of people who are part of the korban pesach. So you cannot make a chabur only for ktanim. You can't make a chabur just for katan. Just if you have a whole group of ktanim, they themselves cannot constitute a chabur. But let's say you have a chabur of gedolim, older people over bar mitzvah. So ktanim can join. They can be part of the chabur. What happens if, let's say, one of the Bnei Chabura, the Katan, he has his own chametz? Someone gave him chametz beforehand, he was kohen, he has a king in the right, so whatever it is, he has his own chametz. And now, when it comes to the Zman of Shchitas HaPesach, we have one of the Bnei Chabura has chametz. Mitzad Echon, this chametz, it's true that there's someone has chametz, however, it happens to be that the Katan is the one that owns the chametz. A Katan is not mechuyev in mitzvahs, he's not oivan by Yiro or by Yimotze. So maybe the Shoicher won't be oivan Israel Lishishcha in such a case. Oh no, the law of Lishishcha has nothing to do with by Yiro or by Yimotze, with the mitzvah of Tashmisu. Even if there's no din to get rid of that chametz, as long as someone has chametz in the Chabur, the halacha is, there's a law of Lishishcha. So I just bring a little, I wanted to try to prove lekan lekan, whether leisishcha is connected to tashmisu or not. The Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Hei, the Gemara says the mitzvah of tashmisu, the halacha is tashmisu, or the mitzvah by Yiro according to Rashi starts from already chatzos. Erev Pesach, you have to get rid of the chometz. On Pesach itself, we know that you're not allowed to have chametz. What about chatzos? From chatzos, the halacha is also you're not allowed to have chametz. What's the makor that you're not allowed to have chametz from chatzos? So the Gemara brings one of the makoros is because it says in the pasuk "Veitzishcha v'chametz dam tivchi," that you're not allowed to have chametz while you shech the korban Pesach. What's the? Why is there a raya that the mitzvah of tashvisu you have to get rid of chametz? Maybe the pasuk just means to say that while you're shechting, make sure you don't have chametz. But before, afterwards, maybe you're allowed to have chametz during this man of Shchitas HaPesach. So Tesis explains that we have a law of Leitzishcha HaChametz Dam Zivchi. We also know that there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, that the Torah says to get rid of the chametz. So if the Torah says you have to get rid of the chametz, and the Torah also says that you're not allowed to shech the korban Pesach while you have chametz, it makes sense to say it's mistaber that the Torah wanted, the Torah is saying that when is the mitzvah of Tashvizu, when does it din on the Tishcha? When the Torah said that you're not allowed to shech the korban Pesach while you have chametz, the Torah says at that time there's a mitzvah of Tashvizu. So therefore, it seems from Tesis that the mitzvah of Tashvizu is connected to the law of the Tishcha. That whenever there's a din to get rid of the chometz, then the halacha is there's a din of leisishchat. But if you find a case where there's no din of tashmisu, maybe there won't be a law of leisishchat. We hold the halacha is that we shech the korban pesach from chatzos. That is man of the shechita of korban pesach. However, there's a shita of Abiyuda ben Maseya holds that you can shech Korban Pesach the whole day. From the morning, you can already shech the Korban Pesach. So the question is, according to Abiyuda ben Maseya, who holds that you can shech the Korban Pesach the whole day, what about the Isra Chometz? Is there an Isra Chometz already from the morning? So the Yerushalmi says that according to Abiyuda ben Maseya, the whole Erev Pesach is not allowed to eat. You can't eat Chometz, you can't eat Matzah. You can't eat Chometz because the Zman of Shkidus HaPesach, and the Torah says, Leitzishcha l'chometz dam tivchi. Can't eat matzah, the Gemara says, because you're not allowed to eat matzah in Erev Pesach. Now, according to the Yerushalmi understood that according to Abiyuda ben Maseya, that you can shech chometz the whole day. That means that you're not allowed to eat chometz already in the morning. Obviously, the Yerushalmi understood that the din of Leitzishcha is connected to the din of Tashmisu. Since you're allowed to shech the korban pesach in the morning, that's a raya that you're not allowed to have chametz in the morning. Meaning you have to get rid of your chametz in the morning in order to be able to be allowed to shech the korban pesach. However, Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to eat it. But the raya, how do you know that you're not allowed to eat it? If it's only a halacha that you're not allowed to eat chametz the whole day, the Yerushalmi says. If it's only a din, the only b'shach to shchita, then how do you know that you can't eat chametz? You can eat chametz before or afterwards. And the fact that Yerushalmi said that you're not allowed to eat, obviously the Yerushalmi understood that the din is zman. That the Torah is saying that you're not allowed, since this is zman of the korban pesach, therefore you're not allowed to have chametz, And therefore, from the Nishamis Mashma, that you have to get rid of the chametz. You can't. It's true, you're right. The Nishami said you can't eat it. But it sounds like from the Nishami that you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to get rid of the chametz. Tosfos holds, not like the way it's Mashma from the Nishami, Tosfos says that even though Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah says that you're allowed to shech the korban pesach in the morning, he says that's only b'dieved. But lechatchila, one should not shech in the morning. Why? Because since you're allowed to eat chametz in the morning, therefore one should not, better not to, because if you're going to shech in the morning, you're going to be on the Isser. Therefore it's better not to shech in the morning. From Tosfos you see that in the morning, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah, you're allowed to eat chametz, and still he says that you're allowed to, that you're going to be over the Isser, even though you're allowed to have chametz. So you see from Tosfos that the din of Tashbisu and the din of Mitzishcha is not connected. It could be in the morning you're allowed to have chametz. There's no mitzvah Tashbisu. And still the halacha is that there's a law of Mitzishcha. Another raya is like this. According to Tosfos, you'll be oivan, like, if you have chametz, you'll be oivan. That's why he says, you'll be oivan leisishcha. By you, you won't be oivan, but leisishcha, you will be oivan. The Gemara says, where does the chametz have to be in order to be oivan leisishcha? The person shechting korban pesach, the halacha is if he has chametz, so the din is he's over leis tishcha. Where is that chametz found? So the Gemara brings the machlekes Eshlokish and Abiyich. According to Eshlokish, the chametz has to be in the azara itself. If it's in the azara, only then are you over on leis tishcha the chametz dam zivchi. If the chametz is in his house, outside the Azara, according to Eshlokish, there's no issue of Leisishka. Abi Yochanan says, even if it's not in your house, the halacha is that you're over Leisishka. Eshlokish says, only if it's Ivoi Ba'azara, only then is it issue, because he learns that the Prophet says, Leisishka al chometz dam zivchi, al has to be besamuch. And Rabbi Yochanan says the al does not mean besamuch, and therefore even in afal bisha eini moy ba'azara, the halacha is that you oiva on leisishcha. So let's focus on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that let's say someone has chametz in his house or not in the azara, the halacha is oiva on leisishcha. There's a rash. The rash in Kedem says like this. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the chometz is not in the Azara, so Ya'ivah, however, even though it's not in the Azara, it has to be in Yerushalayim. He lives in Chutzlaretz, he lives in Medinat Hayom, over there, it sounds like from the Rash, that there won't be an Isser of Leisishcha. And the question is, what's the Shan the Rash? Why, if it's not in the Azara, okay, there's no din to be in the Azara, why does it have to be in Yerushalayim? What's special about Yerushalayim? So Rabbi Kivega says that the Rash doesn't mean Dafka Yerushalayim. But the Rash means like this. If he lives in Medina Sayom, he lives far away, so he won't be able to, during Pesach, he's not going to be able to come back to his house. If he won't be able to come back to his house, Rabbi Kivega learns that it's considered like not lo ala mapeilus, it's considered like that chometz is already mavur. It's already not, doesn't exist, and in that case, you won't be over by yiro by yimotze. And not mechuyev to be mashvis chometz that is keilu not lo ala mapeilus, as if a wall fell on it. So Rabbi Kivega says that if the person lives, the chometz is in Medina Sayom, so in that case, a person is not obligated on leis tishchat. Why? Because if the chametz is in the place where he won't be able to get to it during chametz, during Pesach, especially if he left his house before Pesach, Amidin beforehand, in that case, there is no din to burn the chametz, there's no din to get rid of the chametz, then there's no din of leis tishchat. So what the Rash means to say is that when he said it's in Yerushalayim, it doesn't mean it's in Yerushalayim. He means to say that it's in a place that you'll be able to get to during Pesach. The Meila, there's a din, they have to get rid of their chametz. Only then, the halacha is, there's a rab of Leis Yishchat. So again, you see from Rabbi Kireger that the din of Leis Yishchat is dependent, is totally on the Tashmisu. If there's a mitzvah to get rid of the chametz, and you have that chametz, then the din is a rab Leis Yishchat. But if a person owns chametz that he doesn't have to get rid of, according to Rabbi Kireger, there's no din of Leis Yishchat. Right. He doesn't own it. Doesn't own the chametz. It just means that there's no, they're not even by law, not even tashmisim. But self to self, he owns the chametz. The hilchus moment is someone steal that, rather it would be chayim. What? There's no by this. However, Mitzacheni, there's another part here. In the Mishnah, I mentioned Avshimon holds that there's a din of Leis Yishchat. Avshimon is mechadish, that not only on Erev Pesach there's a din of Leis Yishchat, but even during Pesach, Chol HaMoed, there's also a din of Leis Yishchat. If a person shechta shlomim during Chol HaMoed, the halacha is over on Leis Yishchat, if he has comments. And let's say, we're talking about the Sheikha for a moment. The sheikhed is shecht and shlamim del chalamayit. The halacha is, if he has chametz, it's over on Leis Yishchat. Now, there's a machlekes tanaim earlier in Sachim. When did the issa of Bal Yirah start? Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bal Yirah is lipnei zmanai, teis zmanai, achas zmanai. What we're focusing on is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that lipnei zmanai, before Pesach, from Chatzos, there's an issa of Bal Yirah. And Shimon holds that Mipnei Zmanei, there's no lam of Le'iroi. There's no lam of Ba'iroi, Ba'imotsu. So the question is, according to Shimon, who holds in our Mishnah, in Sochim, that there is a lam of Leis Yishchat when you check the Korban Pesach and you have Chometz, the same Shimon also holds that before Pesach, there's no lam of Ba'iroi, Ba'imotsu. So how is it possible that Shimon holds that there's a lab of Leis Yishchat. And then the same Abshimon also holds that before Pesach there's no lab of Ba'yirah Ba'yirotze. The Chura from here, the Chura is Mashma, that the mitzvah of the lab of Leis Yishchat, Achomet, is even if there is no Ba'yirah, still there's a lab of Leis Yishchat. It's not connected to each other. The Mechaschin holds that from here to Raya, that you see that the lab of Leis Yishchat is not connected to Ba'yirah Ba'yimotze, and therefore, even if we have a Echatimsa, where you won't be over Ba'yirah, you'll still be over the lab of Leis Yishchat. Ad kedekach, the Mechatzchim is Mechadish and other Chiddush. The din is that the Kohen who's makta the Emurim, who burns the Chalav and the fats of the Korban Pesach, the halach is that if he has Chometz, he's over Ba'yirah Ba'yimotze. What would be, if let's say, and Pesach, they were makir for Korban Pesach, they shech the Korban Pesach, and the Emurim of the Korban Pesach, they didn't get around to burning it. And they left it on the Mizbeach, sitting on the Mizbeach for a few days. After Pesach, it's still on the Mizbeach, and we pass in, Ein Lina Mo'eles, Mo'eshe Shem Mizbeach, there's no Psulina, whatever it is, sitting on the Mizbeach. After Pesach, they want to now, they realize that they have to be makir because the Emurim. And now the Kohen who's makta the Emurim after Pesach is over, now he has chometz in his pocket. Will he be over on the lab of Leis Yishchat? The Mechaschin says that since the lab of Leis Yishchat is not connected to the lab of Ba'yirah Ba'yimotze, it's a lab by itself, so even after Pesach, the Torah said you can't do HaKrovas Korban Pesach if they have chometz. So even after Pesach, when there's no list of the cloud of Ba'yirah Ba'yimotze, the Kudei Alma, still, the din is that according to the Mechas Chinuch, the Kohen who is makta the Emurim will be oyla on the lab Leis Yishchat. What? Again? Only teich zmane. Achaz, no. If you don't hold achaz zmane means chometz, when through Pesach you're oyla afterwards. But there's no lab of Here this chametz is hektish. There's no problem. It's not even chametz. It's demun. But let's say after Pesach he bought new chametz. The kemach shenitchan everything after Pesach new chametz. What? According to Rav Shimon, yeah. So the chula will come out that it the lav leitzishchad is not connected to Bar Yehuda by Motzei. So mechazchin wants to be mechadish that there will be a lav leitzishchad. However, there's lodim in this chiddush of the mechazchin. I said David Pavarsky, ma'ored in the kuda that. So, what is the value of the Michas Chinuch? From Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, the halacha is that, according to Avshimah, there's no Ba'yiro Ba'yimotei. There's no Ba'yiro Ba'yimotei, and still there's a Leitishcha. The Chula, you see that Leitishcha is not connected to Ba'yiro Ba'yimotei. However, again, you have to learn the sigis here, but could be, even according to Avshimah, who hold that there's no lava Ba'yiro Ba'yimotei, but there's still a mitzvah of Tashmisu. Avshimah agrees that there's a mitzvah of Tashvisu, Erev Pesach. Even the Balamoy that says, Balamoy holds that Erev Pesach, according to Avshimon, you can eat the chametz, Erev Pesach, Erev Pechatzos. But the Chula, the Pshat is that you're carrying the mitzvah of Tashvisu with it. He says, Ein lecha hashvosu g'day lemezu. That's the key of Tashvisu. So even according to Avshimon, there's a din to get rid of the chametz. But after Pesach, where there's no din b'chlam, no Tashvisu, no bayiro, who said over there also there's a din, is the Isra Leis Tishchav. The chiddush of the Michas Chinuch. Just end off with one point that there's a someone mentioned to me. There's a Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says that Bashi Ba'aloyischar. If the Beis Hamikdash Ve'ez Hashem, you bought the Beis Hamikdash Me'ev Ve'meinu in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The halacha is that normally the din is Pesach Sheni can only be covered only if, let's say, a minority of Klal Yisrael, they were tomei by Pesach Rishon. The halacha is that they can do it Pesach Sheni. A minority of the kohol, they can do Pesach Sheni. If roiv of the kohol, most of the tzibu, they were tomei, and the halacha is that they do Pesach Rishon. They don't do Pesach Sheni. He's medayik from the psukim, and he brings the Yerushalmi. That if you bond the Beis Hamikdash in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so the halacha is, so then all of Klal Yisrael will bring Pesach Sheni. That's what he knows. Now I was wondering, and I'm not sure 100%, the din is that by Pesach Sheni, it's clear, the Mishnah says that you're allowed to have chometz with you in your house. There's no lav leitishcha chometz dam zivchi by Pesach Sheni. I'm not sure. Mistama, who are then if the Beit HaMikdash is built in between Mistama also? Especially the Meshech Chachma, the Yishalmi mean to say that has a din completely like all the, because it says in the Pesach, it's called Chukat HaPesach. That's a suffix over here. Agaponim, we should be zeich to see the Beit HaMikdash with the lava, without the lava, it's Nishchat, and we should be zeich to the Mechaim, the Mitzvah, call him Pesach. Amen.